what's the offensive line going to look like for the Houston Texans? It's a question that a lot of people have.
Yes.
You've been asked it a bunch. I think my short answer is, well, you've got Dwayne Brown out on the left side.
Pro bowler.
You know who's going to be there. Mm-hmm. But to the right of him, you could make the argument that there's going to be a new face at every single spot.
I guess you could make the argument.
I don't think there will, but, you know.
Obviously, it's center. Nick Martin comes in after missing last year. Greg Mance filled in very well, starting 16 games. Martin is your guy, though, at center. They love him. Let's just see how it works out. He's got to stay healthy. We all know that. Suofilo has improved every single year at left guard. I'll just write him in right there. And Jeff Allen, according to reports and according to what we've been hearing, looks pretty good in the spring. So at right guard, he's fine. Now, what about right tackle with Derek Newton recovering from injuries to both knees and he's out? So you go to maybe Kendall Lamb, maybe Chris Clark again. You do have some options there. And it's fun to see the second layer here because I think David Quisenberry, and I know you've noticed this, how can you not? This is the story of the spring, seeing number 77 out there getting some meaningful football practice after his battle with cancer.
He says meaningful football practice. Quisenberry ran with the ones at the left guard spot a lot of times. He was playing with the first team offensive line. Now, a lot of that's because of folks that aren't out there because of injury, but nonetheless, shows a lot of confidence in him and what he's done.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. The Gary Kubiak staff loved Quisenberry. Then he got hurt, missed his rookie year. The Bill O'Brien staff loved Quisenberry. Then he was diagnosed with cancer. So here he is, ready to go. This year, after missing so much time, it's going to be fun to see how he assimilates in. Does he make the team? Chad Slade is another guy that a lot of people haven't heard of, but he's a guard who they actually really like. They've got a lot of options here. And don't forget about the young Bucks here, the draft choices. Julion Davenport, the tackle from Bucknell. They're enjoying watching him out there in his first taste of NFL action. And you also have Kyle Fuller from Baylor, seventh rounder. And I wouldn't sleep on him either. I think they have a lot of options. It's going to be a tough cut when they get to 9 or 10, however many they keep.
Speaking of sleeping, don't sleep on Brano Giacomini.
That's right.
The guy won a Super Bowl ring as a starter for the Seattle Seahawks. He could factor in some way helping out on that right side of the line.
Been around for a long time. They have a lot of options, in other words. So what you hear about the Texans' offensive line, there are a lot of different things that can still happen. I don't think it'll be as many as you think as far as starting lineup, but they have some depth here. They got to stay healthy and gel at the Greenbrier.